Kansas City Chiefs superfan admits to casino money laundering scheme. Xavier Michael Babadar, a Kansas City Chiefs superfan, pleaded guilty in federal court to a series of bank robberies spanning 7 states. He confirmed that he laundered the money through casinos and sportsbooks to cover his tracks. Superfan turned super criminal. The 29-year-old Babadar, in order to get a reduced sentence, admitted to 1 count of money laundering and 1 count of transporting stolen property across state lines. He also pleaded guilty to 1 count of bank robbery in a separate case filed in the Northern District of Oklahoma, according to a Department of Justice press release. Babadar also confessed to robbing 2 additional banks while he was a fugitive from justice. He admitted to stealing $70,000 from an Iowa branch of Great Western Bank on March 2, 2022. Leaving behind a glove and approximately $1,420 near the bank. The glove provided crucial DNA evidence. Additionally, Babadar pleaded guilty to stealing $139,500 from Tulsa Teachers Federal Credit Union in Bixby, OK. Authorities arrested him in Oklahoma in December 2022 and he was released on bond 2 months later. Babadar could be sentenced up to a 50 years in a federal prison without the possibility of parole. His sentence will be handed down on July 10 following a U.S. Probation Office pre-sentence investigation. Scoring with the Super Bowl. Not long before his arrest, Babadar placed 2 bets at the Argosy Casino in Alton, Ill. He bet $5,000 that Kansas City Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes would win MVP at Super Bowl 57, with a potential payout of $45,000. He also bet $5,000 that the Chiefs would win Super Bowl 57, with a potential payout of $55,000. When the Chiefs won the game and Mahomes won MVP, Babadar collected $100,000 from Argosy Casino. It has already confirmed that it mailed him a check in that the following month. Shortly after he received the check, Babadar removed his ankle monitor and illegally left Oklahoma. The DOJ press release adds that he used his Super Bowl winnings to purchase a car in Nevada and evade attempts to capture him. He was finally rearrested in Sacramento, California, last July. As part of his sentence, Babadar must repay over $532,000 to the banks he robbed. He will also have to forfeit any property that he may have purchased or earned through money laundering. Among the items already identified is an autographed painting of Mahomes that has been recovered by the FBI.